A strong woman knows she has strength enough for the journey, but a woman of strength knows it's in the journey where she will become a true badass. Welcome to Big Dick Energy with Jasmine.
Big Dick Energy with Jasmine.
Unconventional, unapologetic, raw and real, serving today's woman. If it's mindset, fulfillment, motivation, purpose, life, business, marriage, and sex, we're talking about it with that big dick energy. Ladies, it's time to have some real talk with zero bullshit.
Zero bullshit.
And if the word fuck offends you, good. Welcome to Big Dick Energy. Now your host, Jasmine Daisy.
Happy hump day, fuckers. Welcome to Big Dick Energy with your hostess, Jasmine. Apologies, I'm a day late. I sent you a bonus podcast last week that I wasn't going to post, so I gave myself a buffer. But every Tuesday, moving forward, you will be hearing from me. I'm going to get right into today's episode because this is a very, very, very important topic that simply needs to be addressed more. And that topic is, and the title of today's show is, fuck substance abuse. Okay? Fuck it. We're gonna get into it. I myself have personally struggled very, very hard for 28 years of my life. You're like, how old is this bitch, right? Shit, she must be in her 70s. I'm not even 42 yet. I will be in April. I'm 41 years old. Let's do the math here, friends. 28 years of not dabbling, of struggling with substance abuse. 28 years of 41 of my life. Think about all those years lost, okay? And today I am officially, actually, 3 months and 4 days sober. The longest I have been since I was 13 years old. And I'm going to say that again because it's not just powerful for me to hear my own words saying this out loud because it means so much to me, but for you listening that are potentially struggling with something that is addictive in your life, that is addictive and unhealthy in your life, I'm going to help you, girl. I'm going to help you. Okay. It starts today. I am 3 months, 10 days, 22 hours, 36 minutes, and now 11 seconds sober. No drugs, no drinking, not even so much as a smoke. Ew. Nothing. Water, a shit ton of coffee. That's it for me. And that's truthfully all I want and need. I just wish that I had done it sooner. 28 years, my friends, of struggling and not being comfortable being in a room with myself unless I could put something into my body that could either numb me or jack me up. And I'm not talking about like caffeine, but like jack me up or bring me down and numb me. I have in the past 3 months, it's like, oh, 3 months sober, Jasmine, just over 100 days. Why are you bragging? I'll tell you why I'm bragging, motherfucker. Because I have saved, in 3 months of being sober, I've saved $3,060 approximately. I have saved 408 hours in 3 months and 10 days, 408 hours that I would have otherwise been sitting in front of my massive television, Netflixing and chilling and wasting fucking time. that I could be producing and creating and doing rad things, right? I have saved myself consuming 81,600 calories. 3 months, 10 days, 22 hours, 37 minutes. 102 days, kids. Okay? And that's cold turkey. That's me saying, no slip-ups, no exceptions. I'm doing this, and I'm not doing it just for me. I'm doing it for everyone around me, because addiction is not just a prison for yourself. It is a prison for everyone around you that you love too. Okay? Name the drug. I've done it. No, not all of them. I've never done acid. I've never wanted to. But name it. I've done it. Okay? Name the drink. I have drank it in surplus. And when we look at addiction and substance abuse, and I mean, we're talking how many millions of people, I do have stats on how many millions of people are affected by this daily, but how many people do you know that live in quiet suffering and are struggling with not consuming alcohol, drugs? How many people do you know that are quietly suffering? And what are the causes, right? So there are genetic factors. Yes. There are, I mean, peer pressure is a massive one. What do I believe? This is not from what scientists are telling me, but what do I personally believe is the number one contributing factor of any addiction in the world? It is an internal thing. It all boils down to self-esteem. It does. You can disagree with me. Feel free to exit. Bye-bye. It comes down to how you feel about yourself. If you are happy and you are fulfilled, you're not going to have an addiction problem. Now, correction. There is one thing in my mind that is the exception to this. If you're addicted to having sex with your spouse, keep that addiction burning live. Keep it going. Okay, but causes. So again, genetic factors, peer pressure. Of course, we know this. I am a mother. Thankfully, neither of my kids, well, I would hope my four-year-old's not smoking a crack pipe in the backyard, but my 13-year-old is just zero desire to drink, zero desire to do drugs, just zero desire. She wants to create. She wants to paint. She wants to dance. She's fucking awesome. I wish I was her at 13. Addiction. The Latin word is, and this really struck me, the Latin word for addiction is enslaved or bound to. Okay, guys? It's a compulsive psychological need for the use and habit-forming substance that you are putting into your body. But addiction pours so much more into, and I'm sure many of you would agree with this, and many of you would relate to this. It pours into so much more than just substance. I'm talking about alcohol and drugs, right? But it pours into gambling. I know a lot of gamblers. I know a lot of people that go to the casino with a stack full of cash and burn their fucking money. Addiction, right? Addiction to pornography. Addiction to plastic surgery. Addiction to sex, which we talked about, which I don't think is an unhealthy addiction unless you're doing it for the wrong reasons. It's a whole other podcast. Addiction to shopping, addiction to overspending, overeating. I've had struggles with my weight my entire life. And since this whole pandemic, if you will, started a couple years ago, we're now going into year three, I can see how my addictive personality, I've gotten off the sauce. I don't smoke weed anymore. I don't put anything chemical into my body anymore. But I put a lot of and have put a lot of food into my mouth. And I'm going a little off topic here, but it kind of isn't. Because addiction, there's always a consequence to our action, right? There's no exception to this. I have gained about 50 or so pounds in the past 2 years. 50. And I haven't stepped on a scale in a very long time. And my husband and I decided it's time to stop being fat fuckers that make excuses. And we both hopped on the scale, and this is the heaviest that either of us have ever been. I weighed less than I do now when I was 9 months pregnant with my 4-year-old daughter. Unacceptable. Where does that come from? My addictive behavior. And addictive behavior, I stop drinking, I start eating. I stop smoking weed, I start eating. Weed can have an adverse effect for other people, and they munch out. I would smoke pot and I wouldn't want to eat anything. I'd want to create. But if any of these are striking you, like if you are, say, going through something and you go to pick up a bottle, ask yourself why. If you are feeling sad or you are feeling unmotivated and you go snort an 8-ball of cocaine, ask yourself why, right? Another thing is as well is that addiction is something that is not just something that is rampant in our society right now, but it's actually celebrated in a lot of ways. The number one thing I believe and that I see it on fucking social media, alcohol is truly in so many ways celebrated. Wine clubs for moms, right? Look at the fucking sweaters that moms are proudly displaying with like, wine o'clock. It's not funny. You put your kids to bed and you drink 3 bottles of Chardonnay. It's not fucking funny, right? And I've done it. That's how I know it's not funny. 46% of addicts relapse when they try to quit. 46%. It's almost half. I think it's higher. That just comes from my research. But why is it that alcohol abuse in specifically is socially acceptable, right? A famous comedian once said, guys, you know, we don't celebrate drug addicts killing themselves. We don't go shoot the needle, shoot the needle, shoot the needle. But why do we celebrate alcoholics killing themselves by saying chug, 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 chug? Sound familiar? 3 years ago, just under that, 3 years ago, my husband, who is now former law enforcement because I retired him last February, came home from a 16-hour shift. My daughters were both up in their rooms. I was on 4 antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. And I was finishing off a 2-6 of vodka after having just polished off 2 bottles of Chardonnay. I was absolutely gassed out of my mind. I blacked out. And when my husband came home from his shift that night, he found me seizuring on the floor. I was speaking in tongues. And when paramedics arrived, and I don't remember this, but it took 4 paramedics to restrain me. This was a very difficult time for our family. And there's been many. This is just one instance. The ambulance rushed me to emergency, obviously. And when I came to, I was, you know, obviously very groggy. I had no recollection of what happened. And I was on a hospital bed with restraints on my wrists and my ankles, trying to move and can't, right? And the reason was, is because doctors had deemed me to be a danger to myself. Addiction was a way for me, you guys, to hide from myself, right? I've been rushed to hospital more times than I can count. I've almost lost my kids. True story. No one actually knows this until now, and however many of you are listening know this deep, dark secret of mine, because I'm done with secrets. I'm done with hiding, right? I've had ministry, the government, coming to my home once a week to do checkups on my kids and myself and interview me and my husband. The humiliation behind that was excruciating. And, you know, it all started when, right? You got to go back to the root. We always look at the symptom. What is the root? Where does the pain come from that makes us want to bury ourselves in that bottle of wine? or two in my case. That was my favorite. Two bottles of Chardonnay a night to the point of blacking out. And I never remembered how I made it to my bed, but I did. What is the root of this? Because I had to really dig deep to find out mine in order to quit, right? It started what I looked at as I perceived as harmless, but having coolers and like shots in quote safe homes, right? You know, the cool kids at school that invite you over and their parents are fucking cool and you go over and they're mixing shots in those red plastic cups and you get to crash there. And those are the cool parents, right? Because they're providing a safe place for their kids to get fucked up and hurt their little bodies, hurt their little growing bodies, right? In my 20s, I was a raging drinker. Raging drinker. Still managing to hold down jobs and maintain, I would call, less than average relationships. My family didn't really like me a lot. My 30s were no different. The one exception I made during these two decades of my life, 20s and 30s, and really three decades, because throughout my teens, but my pregnancies. I didn't have a desire to drink or do drugs. Why? Because I was fulfilled. I have purpose. And those were my kids, who are perfect, perfect humans now, right? In my 40s, alcohol and drugs have no space. And I just wish that I had found the beauty of life sooner. Parting words, friends, okay? The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. And I'm going to repeat that. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. If you are struggling, if you are hurting, if you can't go to a fucking restaurant and have like water or like a pop or just an iced tea, if you have to drink, if you have to do drugs, if you have to numb yourself with over-the-counter medication, you need to take the first step and you need to decide. Okay? 275 million people worldwide use drugs in 2021. And I know I said parting words, but these are things that need to be talked about. So many people are hurting right now. 275 million people worldwide used drugs in 2021, and that is just what is documented. In America alone, an average of minimum 30 Americans die every single day in a drug-related car accident, right? 6 Americans die every single day from alcohol poisoning. 130 Americans die every day from opioid overdose. We are not in a pandemic or an epidemic of the flu, guys. We are in a pandemic and an epidemic of our fucking lives because we are burying ourselves. So many of us are burying ourselves in what numbs us. What stops us from feeling what we perceive as pain, and it's not, it's fucking life. That's what you're numbing yourself from, your life. How do I know? Why am I so passionate about it? Because I did it for 3 out of 4 decades of my life. If you are struggling, take one step, one, decide. Don't think about tomorrow. Think about today. It takes one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second at a time. And you can make change in your life, but you got to decide. If you need help getting your shit together, for lack of a better term, if you want my help in not just defeating your demons, but in moving your life forward, if you decide that you want to choose yourself, in not just your health, okay? Health's number one. But if you want to stop any kind of addiction, if you want to kick limiting beliefs, in the ass. If you want yourself back, if you want that little girl back that you need to give a hug to right now, contact me. Send me a message. Let me know. Let's work together. Much love to you all. Keep bringing that big dick energy. Love you all so, so much. And I look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Peace.
You've been listening to Big Dick Energy. Unconventional, unapologetic, raw, real, and authentic. All about today's woman. Zero bullshit. Jasmine is a serial entrepreneur, sales and negotiations master, a mom and wife who's done it all. And we do mean all. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had fun. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. Hook up with us on social media. See you next time on Big Dick Energy.